Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and you will be listening to Talk About Towns for the next half an hour, and I have no idea what's going to happen on this program. I know it's going to be a lot of fun because I have Dulcie Taylor in here.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Dulcie. Dulcie is wearing a pork pie hat and a very thick black mustache.
Is that Dulcie?
That's Dulcie. Oh, you didn't recognize her. You didn't know who was in the studio, did you? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
It could be Calibration.
Calibration. Okay. Yeah. And because Dulcie is here to talk about the Jane Barnes Review, but we'll get to that later. And with her is Elena Gardner. She is the executive director of the Estuary Downtown Historic District Association. We're going to be talking about the Estuary Downtown Historic District Association, or fondly known as ADHDA, right?
Yes.
Okay. In Estuary. However, you probably know by now that we are in the middle of our pledge drive.
Really?
Yes, we are, Terry. And this is a really important time when we reach out to you, when we let you know that we need your support. We need you to be part of this family so that you can enjoy this incredible programming, programming that will surprise you, programming that is handmade, homemade, and that you can't hear anywhere else in the world, just here. It contributes to the character of this particular place we live. And people even listen from other places as well. Today we have some wonderful offerings. They are, I don't know if we call them prizes or...
Pledge gifts.
Pledge gifts. Okay, we have some pledge gifts in the studio. We have a brand new pledge gift just given by Lisa Clement. Lisa and Gordon Clement own Clemente's Restaurant in downtown Astoria. She is a fourth generation fishing family, Tarabakia, the Tarabakia fishing family. And they have donated four $25 gift certificates for their delicious, incredible fresh food, and all locally sourced and fish off the boats. And it's beautiful food. For a family membership of $75, you can get a $25 gift certificate for Clemente's. So call in quickly because they will go quickly. Excuse me. And then we also have a gift certificate for the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa. It's actually a spa gift certificate for a $240 donation or pledge, which is the My Day pledge, which means that you get a day where you can, many announcements will be made about your business. And that is, you can choose from a therapeutic facial or a relaxing massage. What a great gift to give to someone. And that's at the $240 level. We also have, for a $25 level, we have a $10 Fultano's Pizza certificate. We have from Seaside Surf Shop, we have a hooded all-weather blanket, which is valued at $50, and that can be given to you for a donation level of $120. What we need is the phones to ring.
1-800-518-0010 outside the local calling area, or locally, 503-325-0010.
All right, and those are the phone numbers, and even though I know you want to listen to this program and maybe you're busy doing things, please, 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 we truly need your support. It is the right thing to do, and this is the time to step up that $25, $75, $50, the My Day, all of it contributes to the quality of your life and the life of all of those who live in this area. So now we will start with the program and hope that the phones will ring, that there will be a light going on, because someone is going to want to grab one of these Clemente's gift certificates. All right. Today I have in the studio Dulcie Taylor. She is going to tell us a little bit about what she does and who she is. She is the president of the Estuary Downtown Historic District Association. And we also have Elena Gardner, who's the executive director of the Estuary Downtown Historic District Association. Dulcie, tell people who don't know you, and the mayor of Estuary has said that when you think of Dulcie Taylor, immediately one word comes to mind, and that word is fun.
I like to have fun sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes? I think it's most of the time.
So, what do you want to know?
All right. What do you do here in Estuary?
I own Old Town Framing Company.
Yes.
Custom picture framing and the best, what I like to call appropriately inappropriate cards in town, along with some beautiful art cards and just beautiful card selection.
You just have a lot of beautiful things in there.
And other things, yeah.
Yes.
Mysterious things.
Mysterious things.
We like people to walk through our doors and look at all our mysterious things and then talk to them and walk out happy.
Talk to the frame shops? I mean, talk to the frames? Talk to the things?
Talk to the people that walk through the door of Old Town Framing.
All right.
We have a lot of people that Old Town Framing is a kind of a odd vortex of people always walk in and ask questions. I don't know why they come there, but they could go all through town, but they stop into Old Town Framing to ask a question. And then I start talking to them and ask them where they're from and where when shouldn't they buy a ticket for Jane Barnes and, you know.
And Dulcie, you have been here in this area for how long?
7 years, the end of this month.
And how long have you been president of the Downtown Historic
District? This is my third year.
Third year as president.
Yes.
And under your leadership, there is a lot going on. It is a very vibrant, vibrant place, Downtown Astoria.
It is. I like to call it the poster child for revitalizing your downtown Astoria.
Yes.
And I actually had some guys in from Portland for the Art Walk last week, and they came in, and they hadn't been here for 10 or 15 years to Astoria, and they're like, and this was in the darkness where a lot of business weren't open, and they were like, I didn't realize that Astoria was so cool. I'm like, well, didn't you know that Astoria is the second coolest town in Oregon?
What's the first coolest?
Well, Portland thinks they're the coolest, so I guess.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I think we are. And yeah. I think there are so many things that happen here which could not happen anywhere else, including the Jane Barnes Review. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Elena, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am the executive director of the Downtown Association. I've been here about 7 months now, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. We've been working on a lot of different projects, and we have a lot more coming up in the next couple weeks. And
what is the mission? What is the mission of the Downtown Historic District Association? You're a 501c3.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit.
That's our mission. I brought our mission statement.
That's a good thing.
I was going to say, I don't have it memorized, but I'll read it to you. Encouraging community involvement and investment in preserving the character of historic downtown Astoria while promoting its health and future. Really,
yes.
We're about positive energy, prosperity for our business downtown. I like to tell people, if you didn't have a downtown, you wouldn't have anything to do. If we didn't have merchants downtown, you wouldn't have places, these unique places to go shopping. Towns need a vibrant downtown to
survive.
They do,
and a variety of different mm-hmm. shops and experiences. I mean,
right.
For the eyes, for all the senses. I mean, you go into a giant big box store, which I try to always avoid if I can, and it's an overwhelming situation, and everything is the same. It's everything you've seen everywhere else. But when you wander down the streets of a small town like Astoria, you don't know what you're going to find, mm-hmm. and you meet the owners. These are mostly mom and pop. It's a human scale downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unique in that you will find a lot of owners working in their own stores, in their own restaurants. Astoria's kind of become a foodie town to people from out of town, which is pretty dang cool, I think. And I mean, truly, we had the Oregon Main Street Conference last year hosted in Astoria, and we had people, 250 people from around Oregon, and they were thrilled and amazed and wanted to know what our secret was to making a cool.
Well, one of the secrets, of
town.
Course, is because of an organization like yours. And you have two fundraisers a year. I know you put on the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
Yes.
And this is the Jane Barnes Review coming up on Saturday, March 29th, which is, what is that? If somebody's listening to this program and they have no idea who Jane Barnes is and what's happening on March 29th, please tell us.
Well, it was inspired by a convention that Tiffany Estes and I went to, and a little old lady mentioned that putting men in dresses and prancing them on a stage would be a good way to raise money for their organization. So we thought Astoria was the perfect place to do that. So I came home and started organizing the first, for the bicentennial, that's when we started, and in homage to Jane Barnes, the first European white woman to step foot in Astoria. So it's kind of a slight, loosely homage to Jane Barnes, the first European white woman of Astoria. So what we do is we the first year I just chose people, citizens, male citizens, that I thought would be really funny to see in dresses. And we built a 16-foot catwalk at the Astor Street Opera Company and put some dresses on them and pranced them down this
And hair and
catwalk.
Makeup, everything.
Hair
all
and makeup. They,
cool stuff.
They really, some people say they really looked hideous, but I think, I don't know, every time I look at the pictures from the first year and even subsequent years, I just laugh because they look pretty dang good for a guy dressed in a dress and wig and makeup.
No, some of the gowns and some of the things that they do. I have to say I've been, and for those of you listening who think, oh, this is just going to be an insider thing, it's just for people who know the men who are on the catwalk. That's not true. It is a fundraiser for ADHDA, which is an incredibly worthwhile organization, and it is also a really great event where people just are silly, and we need to be silly more in the world. And they love it. I brought a friend of mine from Portland, and she loved it. She didn't know anyone there, and she was laughing her head off. And laughter is healing. We need to laugh.
And yep. I think it's the most fun you can have fundraising. I mean,
yeah, totally. I've had people come up to me the Monday after the event and say my side still hurts from laughing so much at the event, because really these guys are. Well, I don't know what they do in their personal lives, but I'm thinking that most of them do not have not. Some of them have never worn women's clothing, and we really doll them up so they're, surprisingly enticing. If, well, maybe not. Maybe not enticing, but ridiculous. I mean, they are they're having fun.
They vamp it up.
They dance down this catwalk. And we encourage them to shake their groove thing, if you will, and the audience loves it. And
see a banker, your local banker, or your local,
councilman.
Yes, city councilman. You know, on the stage doing that. I don't know. It just it breaks down some sort of barriers, perhaps, or some ideas we have about people in general.
Well, you know, a lot of. There might be some preconceived notion that a lot of them are business people, right? There are a lot of the members of our organization.
Mostly wearing suits and ties.
Mostly, well, not really suits and ties, but some suits and ties. And some, we've got some brewers and we've got some property management people and we've got a lot of different people from the community, mostly business people. And they generously put themselves out on the line for this. And they play it like they're in the theater or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Humiliate themselves.
No, allow themselves to have fun and be silly.
It just shows a different side of them and their good spirit, their good sportsmanship.
I remember when Pete Gimray was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
My God, absolutely. He was gorgeous. And he sang, and it was, I mean, we were all just on the floor.
He sang a cappella.
Yes. Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You know, Dulcie, we have not seen the phone ring, and that's a sad thing. I know that people can get tickets to this event at Gimray Shoes in downtown Astoria, also at Old Town Framing. They can also call the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association office, and I think that we need to encourage people to get their tickets immediately because this will sell out, and it is going to be one of the most fun things you've ever been to.
It is.
However, the phone hasn't been ringing, and we're in the middle of pledge drive here at KMUN.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make an offer. The first person to call in and make a pledge of
a family membership.
Get some gift certificates from Clemente's. I'm going to throw in a general admission ticket for the Jane Barnes Review.
Yay! Okay, so we are in the middle of our pledge drive. If you are the first caller, you not only can get a Clemente's gift certificate for $25, delicious food in downtown Astoria. You can also get, Dulcie has just offered to give you a ticket to the Jane Barnes Review, which is Saturday, March 29th.
Yep.
And our numbers here are 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Don't hesitate. Call immediately and grab this. You get two fantastic things.
The other fun part about Jane Barnes is that I just call it Jane Barnes. I call them Gentleman Janes, but we also encourage the audience to dress opposite of what they typically dress. So if you, in the spirit of the whole event, you can dress opposite of what you typically dress. And this year we're mixing up a little bit because we're going to have speakeasy kind of cabaret kind of feel with some, we always have seating, but we're going to have some tables and we're just going to mix it up a little bit.
Right. And you can, and what do you eat there? What do you drink and eat there?
Well, it's at the S Street Opera Company, so Playhouse. So they have food items. I think they have hot dogs, but I'm not sure. But they definitely have popcorn, which we encourage you not to throw out our gentleman Janes, because we don't want them. They have enough trouble walking in those heels. We do not want them to slip on a kernel of corn. And but they have beer. They serve beer and wine there, sure. And some snacks. Snacks to sustain you. Doors open at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. So hopefully you had a little snack before that.
Okay. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking with Dulcie Taylor and Elena Garner of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association about their fundraiser. They only do two a year. One is the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, and then they have the Jane Barnes Review, which is happening on Saturday, March 29th. That's a week from this Saturday, at the Asher Street Opry Company, and you can get tickets for that at the at Old Town Framing and also at Gimray Shoes, or you could call the Downtown Historic District Association office. We are also in the middle of our pledge drive, and I am fairly heartbroken that we have not had one call today, and we have a show goal that we need to meet. And Terry, what are we going to do about that? Because we have these really cool things to offer, too. We have, you know, the hooded all-weather blanket from the Seaside Surf Shop, which is valued at $50, and that's for a donation of $120. We have a Fultano's pizza certificate for $10, which is for a $25 donation. We also have the spa at Cannery Pier Hotel, a gift certificate for either a therapeutic facial, relaxing massage, or a body treatment of some sort at the $240 pledge level, and then a family membership, which is only $75. You can not only get a $25 gift certificate to Clemente's, but you can also get a Jane Barnes Review ticket, which Dulcie just offered.
I would suggest that there must be some ADHD people out there listening to our program. So
yes,
they should call
please.
In and get some of these great gifts and make a pledge.
Our business members donate these gifts because they know how important the station is and how important it is to support it. And if you have, if you're already a member and if you've renewed your membership, think about giving a membership to a friend. I often do that because I'm already a member. I renew all the time. However, I want to bring new members into the family. So I will give a gift certificate for a membership to someone, and people love it. It's just a great way to, because we need new members too.
They are great gifts too.
So again, the phone number is 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Terry, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I have absolute control. I can turn off all these microphones and we can sit here for the next 10 minutes in absolute silence.
Uh-oh.
Please call 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Think about how important Coast Community Radio is to your everyday life, and especially when everything goes to heck in a handbasket.
That's right. In the emergencies, we're here. Oh, the phone is ringing. Thank you. Thank you, caller. You're going to get the amazing Jane Barnes ticket, too. Yay. So please, please call now. And we're going to go back to the program and talking with Dulcie and Elena. But again, the numbers are 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Thank you for stepping up and being a member or bringing a new member in to the Coast Community Radio family and keeping this station alive and on the air. We need you. All right, Dulcie Taylor and Elena Garner, what else do we want to talk about with ADHDA and with the Jane Barnes Review? You have some sponsors.
You want to talk about that?
Our sponsors and the intermission. What's exciting happening?
You have
during
some
that?
New things happening
yes,
this year.
Okay. Yes. So special thanks to Holly McCone Jewelers, who sponsored the event. Is this for the fourth year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's been one of our dedicated sponsors for the past 4 years. And this year we are doing a live auction during intermission, which is very exciting. We have some really awesome prizes lined up. And do you want to talk about the first one?
Sure.
The first one's the most exciting.
So we have about 7 items. Mary Blake from Sunset Parks and Rec is going to be our auctioneer, who I just met her recently, and I don't know why I never met her before.
Isn't
but
she fabulous?
Rocks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She is so going to be great. So so our first item is just this crazy idea that we came up with, is that if you say we have a packed house there at the Opry Company Playhouse, and you want to get – you think – or your husband thinks, or your partner thinks, oh, geez, I wish I could do that, or that would be fun, or whatever. Well, we're going to sell a spot on the catwalk, and you can buy but basically we're going to sell a spot on the catwalk. We'll pluck them out of the audience, scoop them into the back room, put a dress on them, put a wig on them, put makeup on them, and then after intermission, they'll come back out on the catwalk.
What a great idea. That is hilarious. That's going to be really...
So I don't know if it could be... It could be a partner or a friend, or it could be some mysterious person that you think would be, look really cool, or maybe it's an evil vendetta. I don't know what it is, but...
Conspiring
it's
is okay.
All in the spirit.
Conspiring, yeah.
All in the spirit of fun and helping.
All in the spirit of fun, yeah.
And fundraising, right. Yes.
But we think it'll be fun. I'm not sure how it will work or if it will work, but we do have a lot of people that come dressed opposite, and it is just the flavor and the crazy fun of it. So
this is an incredible way to support a really worthwhile organization, which is helping our downtown economy, our downtown businesses, and at the same time laugh. And it's, I mean, tickets are $25. I mean, that's for an evening like that. Where do you go where you laugh like that?
Yeah.
I mean, really, how many opportunities are there to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're auctioning off a spot on the catwalk.
Yes.
And during intermission, and you also are auctioning off some other cool things.
Yes. So one really exciting thing, Pete Gimry goes up to Saddle Mountain once a month for the past 30 consecutive months or something like that. So you can actually hike up Saddle Mountain with Pete, have your very own personal tour guide. What did he say? He said, he'll be your little Sherpa, you know, and pack up whatever you want to go up there. So yeah. That's just really cool. If you haven't been or, you know, don't really know where to go or kind of the cool off the beaten path spots, Pete will be your personal tour guide. Another exciting one, you can see Astoria from the KMUN Tower. You can go with Ray Merritt. He will take you across the river and you can have a whole new perspective to Astoria.
These are all cool, you know, because you're up high and you can see as far as the eye can see. You can see the mouth of Columbia. You can see Mount St. Helens. You can see, I don't know, you might be able to see Portland. I don't know. I haven't been up there.
Maybe Alaska.
Gotta go. Maybe Alaska or Russia at the very least.
Russia. I think Russia. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and there's also an eco-tour excursion,
yes,
and an overnight stay at the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa.
My favorite, can I say my favorite? Camp Quanalong, the jewel of our area that is hardly known by very many people except for young kids that go there for camp, has offered us a 10-person hiking nature tour through the other part of the Camp Quanalong that's not where the kids camp. So all the indigenous plants and trees and everything, you're going to be going with a guided tour and a catered lunch by Marianne Myers.
Yeah. Oh, that is, I want a bit on that one. That's fabulous to take all my friends and
I know, wouldn't it be great?
I love that idea. That's a great idea. Okay, and Terry Wilson has something to tell us.
Well, Greg from Gerhardt.
Yes.
A Renewal Vintage Hardware.
Yay.
Got the ticket.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you. You will absolutely love Jane Barnes' review.
And it's a guy. Maybe you could talk him into
being on the catwalk. Okay.
Angela got the ticket.
Oh, Angela
got the ticket.
Whoops. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Angela
from Astoria, a new member.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Excellent.
And you know what? I am completely overwhelmed and thrilled we have apparently made our show goal right now.
Excellent.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much.
In the last 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I am humbled by this. Thank you. And so we have Greg and Angela to thank.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you who listen and enjoy Talk of Our Towns, if you have already renewed, again, please think about supporting another program. The pledge drive continues for several more days. And think about giving a membership to someone. Even a $25 membership increases our ability to get grants. Because the more members we have, the more that they see, you know, how relevant we are. Yes, Terry. Oh, we only have a few minutes left. Okay. So thank you. Thank you again. And Dulcie and Elena, what other things do people need to know?
I would just like to mention a couple of things that we do, the ADHDA does, to help Astoria, and particularly downtown Astoria. The plants that you see on the street with the trees and the plants, we are responsible for those watering. We water them when it gets hot. The Job Corps, Tongue Point kids come out and weed them for us. We were not responsible, but partnership with those. Christmas decorations, we partner with the Christmas Club with that. We do street cleanups to make our town beautiful. And what else?
Yeah. Where's my list? Second Saturday Art Walk.
Second Saturday Art Walk, we put that on. And we're working right now, we're working on signage for downtown, new signage for street signs, partnering with the city for that. So we do a lot of things. I just want to say that we appreciate KMUN, and ADHDA appreciates KMUN, and we partner with you guys sometimes on different events. So we would like to make a donation to your show for $100.
Yeah. Business. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. ADHDA is now a business member of KMUN.
We are renewing, actually. We've already been.
All right. Yeah. A renewal. Oh, yay. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And
Donna and I have died and gone to heaven.
We have. We are thrilled. We are. Oh, thank you so much. And I really encourage all of you to call Elena Garner at the Downtown Association if you want to immediately get your tickets today, because the sooner you grab those tickets, the better, because it will be sold out. And her number is 503-791-7940. 791-7940. You can also pop into Old Town Framing and talk to a very mysterious and amazing person with a pork pie hat and a strange mustache.
I have to say, I don't wear this mustache every
yes,
day.
Yes, the mustache looks like it could be a little uncomfortable hanging down from her nose. And also Gimray shoes. And yes, Terry, did you have something else you want to say too? Okay. So again, March 29th, that is a week from Saturday, at the Astor Street Opry Company, is the fundraiser called the Jane Barnes Review. Sean Fitzpatrick's going to be in it. Jack Harris from Fort George. Jade from the Astoria Country Club. There are going to be some amazing experiences happening that night, plus the live auction. So I encourage everyone to support ADHDA.
And if I could just say one thing, too. You can always sign up for our newsletter at astoriadowntown.com. And so you can see what's happening, what's coming up, because we do have some other exciting things coming up in the next couple weeks as well.
That's a great idea. Yes. Absolutely. Good, good, good. Yes. All right. So thank all of you who are listening to this station, who listen to this program, who have called in today. And I hope to see you at the Jane Barnes Review. And also, please remember to be generous to the programmers who are continuing on for the next few days for this pledge drive. This is our, you know, we only do this twice a year, and this is the time when we need you to become part of what makes this work and makes us able to be on the air so that you can hear us. Thank you again to everyone, and blessings on your day. And Terry Wilson, great job again, engineer extraordinaire that you are, and just a very valued community treasure. And I want to express my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. And until next week, you know what to do. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. That'll help your body relax. And then give yourself a loving hug, a pat on the back for, you know, doing the best you can, for being who you authentically are. You're the only one in the world, and this is the only moment you exist. And so take that moment to just honor yourself and to focus on that which is working in your life, which is good. There are so many things we all have to be grateful for in a world in which there is a lot of chaos sometimes. So focus on feeling good for that moment and for being here on this amazing planet we call Earth.